And I've only been quitting there this little less than 5 years, and they've done changed it where it's operated now by a computer. They don't need a fellow like me, and I was over for years and years.
My mother might be out of a job, too.
Yeah, she might be out of a job. They get operating everything by computers. Now, that terminal there, they still have a fellow that carries the title of a turbine operator. But actually, he doesn't. They don't have to have him. Fellow sitting there in a good easy chair just like this here, he sits there and he punches a button over here and one over here, and that tells him just what's going on. And that's what I used to do. But I had to walk around out there and find out what's going on. So everything got getting up where it's operating by the computers now. So they probably do away with these private secretaries.
Well, if she was, gonna write a letter for my father and she wasn't gonna type it, but she was gonna write it out and she wasn't gonna use a pencil, what would she write it with?
She'd do it with a pen and ink. Write it out in longhand. I guess she'd write it in longhand, like she didn't have to use a pen and ink.
When you walk around those turbines and all, what did you walk on? Did it have a...
Yeah, it was a regular cement floor, mm-hmm. where it was sitting right on a cement floor. And it was, it's about twice, the turbine is about twice as long as this house. And you had to make that round every hour.
What, you know that place where they have Mardi Gras?
Oh, New Orleans?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Have you ever been there?
No, I never have. We've talked about it. We did want to go there, but we never did.
We've been invited out there. Some friends have invited me on out there. But we just never did go.
In fact, we don't go anywhere anymore. We just...
Well, it's been nice. I don't blame you. I stay here all the time. We've been invited out to Yuma, Arizona. We have some friends out there just begged us to come. And if we went out there, well, we'd see the whole...
If they'd see it, we'd see everything.
California and everything, because they have children that are in different parts of California, and they visit them, and we'd be going all the time if we were talking.
Well, he was a fellow that grew up with me. He up to about 16, 17 years old, and he run away from home. He run away and joined the Navy. And when they discharged him out in California, and he got married out there and raised a family. And him and I are about the same age. And we grew up together, went to school together. Anyway, he was here last year. Him and his wife came by, and they stayed here about a week with us, and he wants us, they keep writing for us, come on out there. I think he had four or five girls, and he raised them all out there, and they're all married now. Ain't nobody, just him and his wife. He's like me and mama there.
I'd like to go out there and see California.
Well, if we was to go, we'd see everything, because they'd see that we see everything. That's, mm-hmm. I mean, he thinks a lot of it.
How about that state where
they say
Shun? Where they always
say Shun? Yeah, let's see, where is that?
There's a river that goes through there. It's not as big as the Mississippi, but it's a big river.
Missouri?
Have you ever been there?
No, I've never been to Missouri. We was going to out to Dakota, but we never did get out to South Dakota. We want to go out to South Dakota North Dakota.
Boss man that he had me first started working with here, he told me, he said, if you ever take a trip, he said, don't miss the Black Mountains.